With KAZU News, I'm Doug McKnight. Point Lobos is preparing to be the first day-use California state park to roll out a reservation system. Known for its picturesque hiking trails that hug the coastline, it's long been called the crown jewel of the park system. But visitors are loving it to death. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
Wearing a full-brimmed khaki hat, Jim Coffin unravels a map of Point Lobos State Natural Reserve. It's just south of Carmel. On this day, the Carmel local is playing tour guide.
We have some friends from Denver, and we're showing them the park.
They head down a trail that weaves between Monterey cypress trees, traces coastal bluffs, and opens up to Whaler's Cove. Coffin says it's a must-see for all of his out-of-town friends, and that it's a must they visit during the week.
Because the weekdays are quite a bit less crowded.
A busy summer weekend can bring in 6,000 people, far more than what was envisioned decades ago. The state designated Point Lobos as a natural reserve. That means its unique qualities of land meeting sea garner extra environmental protection for its plants and wildlife, from sea otters to red-shouldered hawks. Too many people threaten the ecosystem.
I would take this trail here to the right.
California State Parks, Sean James helps direct park visitors. He oversees park safety and public use for the Monterey Region State Parks.
The more people walk on the trails, the more they're running into each other, the more they kind of walk off trail to get around each other, which damages the side of the trails and causes future erosion spots.
He says too many people can also damage the park's tide pools and overtax its restroom facilities. To better manage the crowds, California State Parks is planning to require reservations. It would likely be an online system. A pilot could roll out as early as next summer, along with a shuttle to bring visitors into the park. James says the goal is to reduce visitations during peak times like weekends and holidays and spread them out to weekdays. As it is now, visitors compete for the park's 150 parking spots. Even on weekdays, those lots can fill up by 10 a.m. So visitors end up parking outside the reserve along busy Highway 1.
We've seen people push strollers across the highway. We've seen some older folks trying to get across the highway quickly. And with vehicles coming at usually high rates of speed, it just creates a very unsafe dynamic.
James says in the long run, requiring reservations will do three things: protect the reserve, increase public safety, and create a better experience for visitors.
We want the experience when they get here to be the experience that they've envisioned, as opposed to the experience that you'd expect if you were going to buy a ticket to Disneyland, right? You'd expect it to be crowded and big long lines. That's not the experience we want at Point Lobos.
But park visitor Mike Valera is not sold on the idea of a reservation system. During their trip to Monterey, he and his wife decided to come out to Point Lobos on a whim.
You know, coming up here and spur of the moment type of thing, I wouldn't be real excited if I drive up and, sorry, we're closed, you need to make a reservation.
One of the biggest challenges California State Parks will face is getting the word out about the reservation system and getting it out worldwide, since Point Lobos draws international crowds. With proper publicity, park visitors Yvonne Bonifer and Dirk Nienhaus say they're in favor of it. The friends have visited Point Lobos four times now, all the way from Germany. On this trip, they've come on a calm weekday morning.
It even should more protect the places as such, because honestly, if it's getting too crowded and you cannot take beautiful pictures, then it's not so much fun as it currently is.
State Park's plan to create a reservation system follows in the footsteps of the National Park Service. Its reservation system for Muir Woods National Monument in Marin County went online this year. In Point Lobos, Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.